This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Monday morning, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Was the weekend kind to you? Did it offer you all sorts of healing? You feel much better starting the week because you had a good weekend? Or are you just Monday? Well, let's see if we can fix that. The Boys Club is here without the benefit of Jennifer, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. The issue of the Supreme Court. One of the things that people tend to forget about the Supreme Court is what a great life, talk about the law, a life sentence being assigned to the Supreme Court. They work about 6.5, maybe 7 months a year, and the rest of the time they do what politicians do, take it off. They haven't been in session. They announce, remember the flurry, and it happens every June, the flurry of announcements about this decision, that decision, they've decided to do this or that. And there were some pretty interesting decisions in the last session. They start again today. They have what observers say are several chances in the next few weeks to accept appeals from officials in five states trying to preserve their same-sex marriage bans. This is something that they've ruled on already, but is this that important? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Is the issue of same-sex marriage that important to you? And if so, why? Whatever the issue, I'm not giving you a, it's good, it's bad. That's not the scenario I'm presenting. I'm just wondering how it is that so many people get so worked up about this. This is an issue in five states that have ruled and then been challenged by people who didn't like the ruling, or there have often been on ballots, ballot questions about it. And for whatever the reason, some people feel so strongly about this that it's sort of like the abortion clinic thing. Their whole lives are wrapped up around that issue. And I always think to myself, when somebody is that hopped up about an issue like this that doesn't really affect you personally, that there's something amazingly missing in a person's life. That's just me and my rendering of it, because I can't possibly imagine that somebody who was of the same sex getting married is going to affect your life, you and your person. Don't understand it at all. Help me understand that. It's, again, it's like the, I'm a little closer to the abortion thing because I think there's a horror in that, but that's only because of my own feelings about it. But they don't, I mean, I have no sway or business getting involved in somebody else's decisions. And so I don't get what it is that when people get themselves so wrapped up in this and forget about what's going on in their lives, invariably, there's something missing in one's life. And I'm not saying that critically. I'm just making an observation.
So here are the other things that could explode on the Supreme Court's docket this session. Ready?
Yes. Yep. Let's go.
Obamacare.
Uh-huh.
Contraception, the Hobby Lobby thing.
Mm-hmm.
Abortion, several states trying to impose new restrictions because of the doctor's licenses, whether they're in a hospital like they had down in Texas.
Yeah.
Affirmative action and voting rights.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's on their docket this semester.
Right. This is the longest summer recess they've ever taken. And whatever whoever sets the calendar,
Congress probably.
Yeah, my God, isn't it amazing?
The whole photo ID for voting rights thing, that's going to the Supreme Court. That amazes me.
How do you get the? I think about this. Meredith and I, this is one of her big bugaboos too. I think about this every time I went in to vote at the primary. I just walk up to the desk and say, "Here's my name." I don't have to show any ID.
Yeah.
But if I go to buy liquor, even at my age, I got to show an ID because that's the law. Everybody
right.
shows. shows ID.
No matter what.
So you go buy a bottle of liquor, you have to show ID, but you can't, you aren't required to show ID if you're going to take advantage of the most important thing you can do as a free person, voting. Anybody could take your name and go vote.
Well, think about it. I mean, when we first started voting in this country, you didn't have any idea. It was just your name.
Yeah.
So what is the constitutionality of voting with regard to proving who you are and whether you have the ability or the right to vote?
You know, one of the other things, the traffic stop thing, and whether you're an officer has reasonable suspicion, that's going to be something the Supreme Court takes up. Mistakes in law and whether or not the police can hide behind certain things like, well, it's the old just cause thing. How many times do you know as well as I do that people get stopped all the time because they're black and they're driving a red fast car? So why would somebody, well, we saw a light out on your license plate. Really? That's it. And that's what goes on. Welcome to Ferguson, Missouri.
The affirmative action thing is interesting, too, mm-hmm. where race being considered in university admissions.
Mm.
The fact that we're still dealing with that.
Well, what you were talking about, the abortion law in Missouri, there's a new abortion law set to take effect that requires a 72-hour abortion waiting period. The state's only licensed abortion clinic is not planning to try to stop it. 72-hour. I think that's reasonable. But again, that's a very personal thing. Why are you wanting to have something to say about whatever your neighbor or somebody in another town or another city wants to do with his or her body? Hmm. Just, again, these are matters of public discussion. Sometimes they're more interesting, although other times these things get themselves so, the stuff, the answers are so pat. There's not much inspiration, so that's why I stay away from most of these conversations, because they're not very interesting. All right, so having said that, let's see. Are we finding anything new when it comes to Ebola? Not really. Are we finding anything new when it comes to the protesters in Hong Kong? Nah. But why are we interested in that? Why are we... There are so many people, college students, who have taken to the umbrella route. You know what I'm talking about? The umbrellas, why they're marching with umbrellas. The marchers in Hong Kong have been using umbrellas because they've been sprayed, pepper spray, mace, that kind of stuff. So they now carry umbrellas, and that's become the symbol of the protests. They saw a lot of those going on. I'm refreshed to see people protesting, frankly, in this country. I think we need more people protesting. We've become very complacent, extraordinarily complacent, I think. So it's time just to sort of wake up, rise, and shine. I wanted to pay tribute to one of our affiliates, Richie, KTFL.
Okay.
KTFL in Gilbert, Arizona. Thought it would be kind of nice to say hello to all the folks who are there.
Hello, Arizona.
Hello, Arizona. Good morning.
I want to come back.
Good morning.
I love your state.
Arizona is a pretty interesting state. This email was generated by a fellow who works at the radio station who was interested in my discussion about farming and raw milk. And it's interesting what it is that piques people's interest. You know, you go through all these things every day, and the interest is, yeah, okay, I want to know what's going on. But there's always, somebody's got something that really tweaks them. What do you find today, Richie, that tweaks you? What is there that really...
Today?
Yeah.
Can I be honest?
No, don't tell. Don't lie to us.
I spent several hours with my son Saturday night at the Nationals game where they went into the longest game in Major League, playoff game in Major League history.
Really?
And we stayed for 13 of the 18 innings. I got home and watched the rest on the thing because it was freezing. Mm-hmm. So Sean was cold, so we left and got home and watched the rest of the game on the TV.
Yeah.
And the Nationals are in an 0-2 hole against San Francisco, and if they lose tonight, it's over. So what was the best team in baseball? My Nats could be going out 0-3.
Wow, but that doesn't mean they're bad. Look at how far they got. Comparison to where they've been before.
You know what?
Right.
It's a young team. We'll have more chances, but just going out 0-3 in the first round.
Right. Disappoints you.
It's very disappointing.
And how is Sean with all that? Is he paying attention? Is he eating popcorn?
Well, no. I mean, you know, he loved the experience. It was cool. It was fun. And to be able to say that you were at a game that was an historic game is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But, you know, disappointed by the loss for sure.
Yeah. So what I want to know, if we can have some food for thought for a moment. This is what this has bugged me a little bit. The fact that ISIS is continuing to gain ground, and we're not really doing anything. We're dropping a few bombs here and there, but we're really not doing anything.
Turkey's getting into it. They're putting troops on the ground now.
Yeah, okay. So,
which is a great thing.
Why is it that ISIS is still expanding, though? This has been months since they get started. Why weren't they stopped? The same as we should be stopping in Africa any movement out of any of the countries that have Ebola. Why don't they just nail these guys down?
Because nobody wants to put boots on the ground.
Okay. So these guys keep growing, keep getting
so
more.
Everybody wants to come in and you know, and hey, listen, this is going to be a slow process to be able to knock these guys back, because you have to train the people who are there on the borders, Turkey, Iraq, to be able to fight them. And that doesn't happen in 3 weeks.
888-302-3684. Doug Steffen's Good Day Program. What are your thoughts on the issues of the day? Share them with us, either on the phone, with the email. Most people, the technology today, most people are very interested in communicating using facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter @Good Day. So help yourself. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. When bait block based on no choice lab tests, time to leave the dose to death.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
So, I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced, and it even looks different. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, and it's the number one name in acne care. But Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before, and it's better for your skin, too. Proactiv Plus is their best, most effective solution ever. The plus means more. You get more medicine to heal blemishes and help prevent breakouts, plus more solutions to acne problems like dark marks, dryness, redness, and oil. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-867-2116. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus 100% risk-free. Get fantastic results, or you pay nothing, guaranteed. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-867-2116. 1-800-867-2116.
summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Not sure how much time this is going to take.
Yeah. Our one-hit wonder contest on the air on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
All right. Forget about the rap, man. Talk about.
The song is called Pop Music, and music was spelled M-U-Z-I-K on the label. That's the song by another group that had only one hit. If you can tell us the name of this group, dial 888-302-3684. We'll send you a CD with a whole lot of one-hit wonders on it, produced by Charlotte's Recording Company. It's a five-man British group. Topped the charts during this week in 1979 with this song.
So who's doing this?
You know who it is? 888-302-3684. Talk about pop music. Tell us the name of the group. This group was a project of lead vocalist Robin Scott. The original was a 12-inch single, I remember this, as opposed to the average 7-inch single. I've seen a few of those in my day. The single released by Tavares, Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel, Richie, another song that I love, was one of those 12-inch singles. That's not the name of this group, however. U2 released a cover of its own version of pop music a few years after this was a hit. Actually, it was in the 90s, I think. So after this song, this fellow Robin Scott focused his musical career on producing other songs for other musicians, other artists, primarily from Australia and Africa. Today he works at producing his son, who is a beatboxer. And I must confess to not knowing what a beatboxer is. We know what a beatboxer is.
Yeah, beatboxer is somebody that's
jockey.
No,
just jockey.
You know, that kind of thing. tap on her chest, and it's kind of like a acapella percussion rap.
Sounds a little
hip-hop thing.
Limited in its scope.
You can say Bobby McFerrin was beatbox.
Really?
Nowadays. Yeah.
Huh. What about, what's his face, Pharrell Williams?
No. Beatbox is more, you're using your own voice. One of these silly things came up. This is the end of the disco era. This is not a disco song, however. Just one of those silly songs that gets people's... You'll be humming this to yourself all day long today. You'll be cursing me later in the day because this is going to stick in your head, this song, pop music. All right, so let's figure out if we can figure out.
You'll be walking around going, talk about.
All right, Joe's in Tucson. Hi, Joe.
Hey, good morning.
How do you do, sir?
Living the dream as always.
There you go,
living
man.
The dream. Have we ever spoken nice. Before?
No, we have not.
What is your dream?
Well, my dream is to answer the question correctly.
Oh, come on. Beside that.
Dream big, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, what kind of sort of radio are you involved in?
Well, I worked in radio for a long time.
Really? I'm surprised to hear that. Never would have gotten that from your voice.
Yeah.
Where did you work in radio?
Ohio, Arizona, Indiana.
Really? Why do you not work in radio any longer?
Because I decided that I wanted to work at a bank. So there I am.
Good call. Where the money is.
I was totally expecting you to say you got rich and you retired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Retired.
Yeah. Yeah, work on that. All right, so what's the name of the group that does pop music?
M.
Were you a disc jockey when this was popular?
Yes, I was.
That's how he remembers it, folks. See? There's a method to his madness. So you're living the dream. You like living in Arizona. Not a bad place to be. And you're having a good life. You're doing what you want to do. God love you. It's something we all should work toward. Yep. Keep that voice. Keep gargling with whatever it is that you're using, because your voice still sounds good.
Razor blades.
Hold on there, Joe. Thanks a lot. Joe wins. It was M who did pop music.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now.
1-800-551-1633. That's 1-800-551-1633. 1-800-551-1633.
Attention guys looking to reclaim space in the bathroom. Husband and wife design team, hosts and do-it-yourself experts Mark and Teresa Clement have partnered with Dove Men Plus Care on their Hair to the Throne program to show men everywhere how to do it.
Men report having only a third of the bathroom space for their things, according to a recent Dove Men Plus Care survey, and they're often reaching for items that belong to their partner instead of products that are made especially for them.
Dove Men Plus Care makes fortifying hair care products made just for men and wants to help them reclaim a bathroom space of their own.
The good news is you can win a renovation to make that transition easier. Enter the Hair to the Throne contest through October 24th, and three lucky guys will have the chance to win a bathroom renovation and the product to stock it. To enter, go to DoveMenCare.com. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. The Dove Men Plus Care Hair to the Throne contest is sponsored by Canopco Incorporated, DBA Unilever. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C., 18 and older.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the radio, courtesy of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This will be a half hour which we focus on some of the things going on in the world of television. That's normally Jennifer's job, but she is going to be missing again this week, working on another project. So it's left to Richie and Kenny and me, Ken Kessler, monitoring social media. Please contact us if you would like. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day, with your thoughts on the issues of the day, things that we have to say back and forth. I was talking earlier about those people who get all worked up about the Supreme Court looking at same-sex marriage, and I heard Richie taking a couple of calls from people who said the reason I say to you, if you have an opinion to express, help yourself to 888-302-DOUG, among other things, because it's an abomination in the eyes of the Lord, and that's what it says in the Bible. And Kenny... I'm going to put Kenny on the spot.
Oh, I don't mind.
Go ahead. So your reaction to that was?
Well, in the same part of the Bible, it says that getting tattoos and eating shellfish is also an abomination.
Right.
And I said, I was at Red Lobster last night. I didn't see anybody protesting.
That's right. Exactly. An ultra marathoner trying to run from Florida to Bermuda. I visualize this, folks. Let's put the tinfoil on and see if we can straighten it out a little bit. This guy's running in a human-powered inflatable bubble. Well, he was running.
Was.
In a human
now he's swimming.
Inflatable bubble. He was picked up by the
bobbing.
Coast Guard. His name was Reza Balucci.
No, his name was Bob.
Bob Balucci. According to his website, set a goal of running across the world. He wanted to run to every nation to encourage world peace. That's cool. Coast Guard first encountered Mr. Bellucci on Wednesday after receiving a report about a man in a bubble off the coast of Miami. There's a picture of this, by the way, at DougStephan.com with the story behind the story. The Coast Guard sent somebody out to check it out and found that this fellow was out. They sent a cutter, found Mr. Bellucci. Officials described the craft as a hydropod bubble. And a man in a YouTube video called it a Bellucci bubble. Bellucci, excuse me. Did I say Bellucci before? Bellucci. It, to me, looks like somebody inside of a hamster wheel. You know how the hamster is, to put the hamster inside the wheel and go round, 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 round. It's actually pretty clever. I thought it was clever. This guy created this ball. He's got it filled with protein bars and bottled water and a GPS so it won't get lost. And when he went out there, the Coast Guard said, hey, you know, this is going to be kind of dangerous. Ah, no, it's going to be easy. But can you imagine running 24 hours a day in the middle of the ocean in a bubble? How do you even imagine somebody doing that?
How did he get air?
I think that's a question I would be asking, but I don't know the answer to that. Kenny, do you know the answer to that? How is he getting his air?
No idea. He was going to go to 190 countries, and he made it only about 70 miles.
Mm-hmm. Offshore. Yeah. Anyway.
All I can think of is a Seinfeld episode, Bubble Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bubble Boy.
Forever known as Bubble Boy.
Yeah. I want to, this is a note that will not have meaning in terms of the directness of the story, but it'll have meaning in the ramifications of it. A fellow that I knew who was a pretty good program director. I have never really worked for him, but I knew him. And his name was legendary. Not because people really knew his name, but because he was pig vomit in the Howard Stern story of how I got to be where I am. He was the program director that Howard had.
WNBC.
He was a very good guy. And he was at his desk on Friday, and he fell over and died at the age of 60 of a heart attack. Now, people die every day of heart attacks and strokes and cancer and things. And this is not about this guy so much as it's about what we need to remember about our lives. My daughter is pregnant with her first child, a young boy who I lovingly already refer to as Fred. Don't know. She hasn't told me what she and her husband have decided to name the baby. But because we're talking about this animate object inside her being that's punching and walking and doing whatever babies do as they start to grow, I'm thinking about how life as it begins is such a reminder of how we are, where we go, and how we end up. There is life, there is, I guess, what is the old thing from Ben Crazy? Remember Ben Casey? Life,
yeah.
Death, infinity, and all of however that show used to begin. And I think that when I was thinking about this guy, how much of a reminder death is about how we live our lives. And some people get so serious. And I'm going, the reason I'm going down the street is because I was thinking about this as I was listening to Rich talk to this guy about how important it was for him to have Richie and me, and ultimately you, if he were to get on the air, talk about same-sex marriage. And I was thinking about what a game any or all of these issues are, or what you do for a living, isn't life and death. And yet some people take it so personally when things happen at work or in your normal life. You get into a fuss with your sister or your brother or something, and then you think about, what is it that really, or at least I think about this, you may not think about it, but I think about it, what is it that matters most in your life? And I said this last night to Meredith as we were sort of dozing off, about the five things in my life that I reflect upon as being the most important. And yet, and then there are threads of most of these things through my life, with the exception of her. But other than Meredith and my children, and the dog, and the farm, and the radio program, that's pretty much what envelops my life. and they are good things that have brought meaning to my life. What do you think is the meaning of your life? Who or what is there in your life that gives it meaning? Most of the things that you get upset about have nothing to do with the things that really give your life meaning. When you think about it, how does anybody's life get defined by same-sex marriage unless you are marrying somebody of the same sex? And I only use that as an example. And Kenny made light of it, and I thought it was perfect, frankly.
Yes, that is Ken at DougStephan.com, by the way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, isn't it? Think about it. What matters most to you in your life? I can tell you, Kenny would tell me in a second it was Lisa.
Yep.
And he might have the radio program, what he does with a lot of his time in there, as one of the four or five things, because he likes the radio business, and it's been a part of his life, all his life, all of his adult life. Richie, when you think about it, there's not any heavy lifting involved in what most people would say are the values that they carry forward day to day. But yet, how many people would tell you that, and they still get themselves worked up about something like same-sex marriage?
Organizing my garage is pretty high on the list right now. Yeah. It's been a project I've been working on for the last few months. Yeah. I will finish it.
Man, I'll tell you something. This place has never been so organized.
Maybe that's why Meredith come down and stay
Meredith
with me for a month.
Meredith is the premier organizer. She would whip you into shape, Richie, and whip everything into shape, and you wouldn't know what hit you. So, anyway, but what's important is what I've asked you to think about. And as I reflect on some of the things that people have gotten worked up about, Michael Phelps in the people department, he's entering himself into an inpatient program for 6 weeks after his DUI arrest last week, seeking help to better understand himself. What do you suppose will come out of that? He's been arrested twice in 10 years for a DUI. Does this mean he's going down the wrong street?
He's just a 20-something-year-old kid, with
too much
money to go out and have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and
right. A lot of money.
You get into a dangerous place there. And
yep. Melissa Rivers is going to sue the clinic where her mother died.
No, yeah, she should. you think she's got a case?
Yorkville Endoscopy. I'm going to bet that
she shuts the place down.
I think you're probably right about that.
They lights out for them.
Yeah. See you all later. Anyway.
They killed Joan Rivers.
Yeah, they kind of did, actually.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
There's a song, Somebody Killed Pop Music, wasn't there?
There's going to be another one, the Endoscopy Clinic that killed Joan Rivers. Yeah.
And the doctor's name is Gwen Carabin, the ear, nose, and throat specialist who accompanied Rivers to the clinic. Not authorized to practice there, but she performed an unplanned biopsy after noticing something on Joan's vocal cords during the procedure. She had consented to the endoscopy, but not the biopsy, and that's where they'll hang Yorkville Endoscopy out to dry. Good night. Turn the lights off. See you later, alligator. Television report up next here on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stephan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars.
Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. So the question I have for you today is, let's assume for a moment there's a light bulb in your house that needs replacement. So you go to that drawer and you pull it out. The question I have is the following. What kind of a light bulb will you pull out? You know, you've got these light bulbs with just one setting, but then you have the other light bulbs where the more electricity you add, the brighter it gets. But of course, you need a special lamp for that to happen. So one thing dictates the other. In our life, do we just have one setting, or do we have the setting that will allow us at any given time to just flick that switch and increase our energy and increase our power and increase the amount of light that we give off to everybody? The answer should be yes. Never remain on one power. Always work on increasing the energy and the light you give off. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
There was nothing really funny about that, right?
No, there isn't. Welcome back.
Oh, hi!
48 past the hour.
48 past the next Stephen Good Day program today.
You think? We were just talking. Listening to some of the Saturday Night Live audio, and it's not funny.
No, okay.
So this just in on the TV report. Saturday Night Live, not funny.
Okay, good. So, the end of an era in a manner of speaking.
Came home.
Saturday morning American broadcast TV was once a big place for local television programs, and then when they were chased off because of Peggy Sharon's group that got rid of advertising for the local hosts, it became cartoon heaven. And now there's an end of an era there. For the past 50 years, Saturday morning has been the mainstay of cartoons. Last Saturday, for the first time in 50 years, you wouldn't find any animation at all.
Network television.
Yeah, some of the CW has Saturday morning stuff. But for the most part, the big networks have gone away from all of this stuff.
I have 2 kids. I couldn't have told you what shows they were animating on Saturday mornings on any of the network TVs.
Really?
My kids do not go to network TV. It's not appointment television for them.
Uh-huh. What is?
Cartoon Network, Disney Channel.
All right, so all these specialized networks that deal with this
stuff.
They
just took it away.
Yeah. So what do they have Saturday morning on these networks now? What do they have?
Paid programming.
What is it?
Paid programming.
Oh, really?
It's the vitamin of Benchmatic.
Programming.
And what?
Educational programming.
And educational programming.
Really? Oh, that's good. So we have a poll today at DougStephan.com. What's your favorite classic cartoon character or show from the era of cartoons?
Bugs Bunny.
A is Bugs Bunny. B is the Flintstones. C, the Jetsons. D, Popeye. E, Woody Woodpecker. F, Scooby-Doo.
Here's Scooby-Doo.
Have you got another? Or H, I don't like cartoons. I don't know that I've never been, you know, me and things like that. I don't get excited about.
You don't have any favorite cartoon character?
I did like Bugs Bunny.
Okay.
I did like Porky Pig.
Porky Pig was great.
I like Porky Pig.
Bugs was brilliant.
That's
not to like about Bugs. He's brilliant.
Yeah. Right, Bugs Bunny is brilliant.
He can get one over on anybody.
Right. How about that? Brilliant. Okay. Yeah. TNT. Remember the big hoopla 3 or 4 years ago when Dallas came back on?
Yeah.
It will not be back. It's been on for 3 seasons. TNT has canceled the show. After, I think, the finale, it was a summer sort of a show, spring, summer, early fall, but they, according to TV Line, have decided that they are not going to bring it back again. Patrick Duffy, Linda Gray, Larry Hagman died on the show, kind of.
That couldn't have helped.
No, I wouldn't have thought it did. Right. But I remember watching it a couple of times on the plane and thinking that it really wasn't, the, you know, for what it wasn't a bad show.
No, I mean, it did well. It was a good show. It got critically acclaimed.
Yeah, right. Well, there was a bad guy and a good guy and, you know, an attractive woman. What more do you want?
Yeah. That's all you need.
That's it.
Big ratings.
It's 51 after a good day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Making it happen now, medically speaking, Dr. Ken Kessler, good day.
Half close.
From time to time, the KK, you know, Ken Kessler and Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. The situation with Ebola, concerns and reality, as this Dallas situation, because of the nurse. I speculated, Ken, and I wonder what you think about this, that one of the reasons this has fallen apart is because these big corporate hospitals, they cut staff. There was nobody above her to ask, and so she was kind of on her own when she let this guy go home, right?
Actually, I think just the opposite. Staff was too large, and the word didn't get down. Let me tell everybody what they need to know and filter through the noise. The symptoms of Ebola, they're flu-like symptoms, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, high fever. The incubation period is up to 21 days. Only symptomatic patients can spread this. You can only catch it if you come in contact with a patient's secretions. It's not yet airborne. Hospital emergency department staff, Doug, they need to ask patients whether they have recently traveled to three different countries, Liberia, Sierra Leone, or Guinea. These are the three countries hardest hit by the worst Ebola outbreak on record. Until someone becomes very, very ill, they are not very contagious, and control is possible with rapid focus focused interventions, and Nigeria has shown that this is possible by isolating victims. Since August, they haven't had another case in Nigeria.
Well, I think that's something we oftentimes decry Nigeria as being a backwards country. In many ways, they are. In some ways, they aren't. Our own Ken Kessler, I was laughing, we were talking about him in comparison to you as we get started here, has found a list of the things that you would commonly run into, and it's rather amusing. We're going to post it at DougStephan.com, or maybe we already have, Kenny. The essence of it is that you would find it almost impossible to get this, really and truly.
Well, what I think happened at this hospital in Texas is the staff was actually large in the emergency room, and a nurse did actually ask the question, but it didn't filter down to the rest of the care team.
Well, why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't somebody just say, okay, here's this guy?
I'm sure they're looking at themselves today and wondering about that also. And that's why I'm repeating this. Every single person in healthcare, any infectious person themselves, they need to ask, have they traveled recently? That is, has the patient traveled?
Yeah, from anywhere. All right.
With any infectious disease.
Right, because this guy went through from Liberia to Brussels, Brussels to Washington, Washington to Dallas. So he was on two or three different planes.
But, and he told the nurse. The problem is that information didn't get to the doctor, and the doctor didn't ask himself.
Mm-hmm. All right, enterovirus. Somebody has died. First child has died from this D68. There are a number of states reporting the problem. So what happened?
42 states and the District of Columbia, Doug, now have a total of 500 confirmed cases of enterovirus. D68, the severe respiratory illness that has been infecting children since the summer. Four people infected with the virus have died in recent weeks. And the news is it's not yet clear if the virus is associated with the cases of muscle weakness and even paralysis that have struck 10 children in the Denver area. Other cases of muscle weakness or paralysis have been reported in Massachusetts, Michigan, and Missouri. You know, there's some speculation that this virus was brought in through Central America, through the kids. We don't yet know.
What are you talking about? Hispanic kids coming here illegally.
Through Central America.
That's politically, right. Well, this is not what people want to hear. But
we just don't know.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of speculation is happening.
All right. Let's speculate a little bit more firmly on the use of this serum called Provia, which is a clinical-grade botanical extract that cleanses the pores in your hair so your follicles will grow. Ken says this is good stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are all growing older every day, and many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore, not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary from Florida does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He wrote, "Your product works miracles. I have seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair is promised. Of course, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe for colored and treated hair. And now for all your activities, Provia has a great sale. Fuller, stronger, healthier hair is one phone call away.
800-543-5817 for Provia to get your hair back. It works so you get your money back. That's a good deal. 800-543-5817. Cleanse the pores. Get your hair growing back, your own hair. 800-543-5817.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.